Good day, Augites and Augettes! This is yet another Aug Blog podcast. In fact, it's the 52nd weekly installment. That's a full year of podcasts for your listening pleasure, and for most people's listening avoidance. And it falls in the month of Augtober, the August month of the year. Well, except maybe for August, that, you know, that would make sense. But no, I've taken on Augtober as the special month, and I'm sticking to it. It is, after all, a special month for the Peanuts fan. Peanuts launched in Augtober some 68 years ago, and Augtober ends with Halloween, which is arguably, or arguably, the most Peanutsy holiday there is. Sure, there's a case to be made for Christmas, with a Charlie Brown Christmas on TV, and Christmas Time Is Here, and Linus and Lucy playing on the speaker system at the grocery store. But while a Charlie Brown Christmas reflects Christmas in great and wonderful ways, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, practically redefines the holiday. The whole entry of the Great Pumpkin mythos into the global discussion, first through the strip and then through the oft-repeated TV special, cannot be ignored. Perhaps that's just a reflection of myself. Halloween really is my favorite of the holidays. It was back when I was the one going door-to-door, gathering candies, and from certain specific houses, Nerf balls and full boxes of Tasty Cake brand snack cakes. The joy of the Philadelphia area. And it is now, when I'm the one answering the door, giving out candies and comic books. Particularly since I live in a place near where the Halloween festivities are held, and so our home gets between 100 and 200 costumed visitors each year. I don't have any Peanuts comic books to give out this year, but I have big piles of Ms. Marvel, Spider-Man, Rocky and Bullwinkle, some Thor, some Hellboy. And I will get into the holiday spirit by watching It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which airs twice this year. An edited down version on Thursday, October 18th, but the full-length version airs on Sunday, October 28th. Over the years, they created the shorter version so they could squeeze more commercials into the half-hour it airs. But the full-length version is aired in an hour time slot, with the rest of the time being used for an edited down version of You're Not Elected, Charlie Brown. But me. I have it on DVD, so it's always full-length and without commercials, so it takes less than half an hour to watch that special. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Getting away from the books for a while. Yes, of course, there are book adaptations of the TV special, but I'm just going right to the source. I suppose I should wave a spoiler warning for anyone who has not seen It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, which I would estimate to be 0% of my audience. If somehow you've not seen that TV special, do. Right now, if you can. Then come back to the podcast. There are two really key things about the special. One is that Linus, as always, forgoes the ritual of trick-or-treating, forgoes the costumes and all that, to sit in his pumpkin patch and hope for the arrival of the one, the only, the probably non-existent Great Pumpkin. For his faith is strong. Not only his faith, his evangelism, as this year he has managed to snag some company in his waiting, in the form of Sally Brown. For those cults, they always prey on the young and curious. But the other most special thing in this fine special TV special, one of the most remarked on, most frequently quoted, and even remixed into song, is a simple four-word phrase. I got a rock. It's Charlie Brown's blunt recognition that while all the other trick-or-treating kids were given candy and other sweet foodstuffs, he was given stone chunks. It's not even voice as a complaint, mere resignation. I got a rock. That seems so unjust, doesn't it? Nice old Charlie Brown. Does he, of all the kids there, deserve to be given rocks? And this while, in the same trick-or-treating group, fine yummies are being given to Lucy. Even though she is both griping and insulting, even while in the midst of candy getting. Can I have a piece of candy for my stupid brother? She asks. Following it up with, it's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus. You don't hear Charlie Brown complaining like that. You don't hear Charlie Brown complaining like that because while Lucy is collecting candy for her younger brother who is sitting out in a pumpkin patch, Charlie Brown makes no such attempt to collect candy for his even younger sister who is sitting out in that very same pumpkin patch. Lucy is being irritable, irritating, disrespectful, and kind. She may be complaining along the way, but she's putting in the effort. She is taking care of her little brother. Charlie Brown may be meek, but he's not being similarly kind. Perhaps he deserves those rocks after all. Those rocks are justice. And that's today's sermon here at the Ogblog Podcast Church, broadcasting live to everyone within the sound of my voice in this dining room in Camarillo, California, and by the internet to everywhere the World Wide Web reaches. And that is a wide reach, brothers and sisters, a wide reach indeed. We're not going to be passing around the offering basket just yet, but if you want to offer up your comments, your critiques, your corrections, or your contemplations, aim them via email to questions@og.com. I'd like to do another mailbag episode soon, and if we use your letter on the air, you get the special bonus of getting to hear your letter on the air. And do stop by the blog over at blog.og.com, that's blog.aaugh.com, and there you will find the latest in news and notes for the Peanuts book fan. Until next time, may your pumpkin patch be fairly dripping with sincerity. May all the rocks in your trick-or-treat bag be pop rocks. And may all your griefs be good ones.